Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. Today we have a podcast that is brought to you by myself, Mia Dimmerdahl, and Madison Landers.
Today we are on the topic of the novel To Kill a Mockingbird, and within it, Atticus Finch once said, "You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb into his skin and walk around in it."
Here is our poem about equality in court. In a courtroom, we say all are equal, but prejudice takes over, so really it's just evil.
Tom Robinson was just trying to be a helpful individual and is now sitting in a courtroom full of people.
It is a he said, she said case, but ended up going against his race.
In a small town called Macomb County, people can get quite rowdy.
But before you start to judge, take a step back and let go of the grudge.
In the end, the race will continue, for equality should be the ultimate virtue.
This poem portrays how reality is in a courtroom by relating statements shown in To Kill a Mockingbird.
When Tom Robinson entered, it was said that everyone is equal, but he ended up losing his case due to his race.
Tom was just trying to help out a young woman, Mayella Yule, but she ended up taking advantage of him, and now he's stuck in a courtroom.
Since this novel was based in the 1930s, Tom ended up guilty solely because of his race.
This relates back to the lynch mob event. This was when Tom was in a jail cell that was guarded by Atticus, when a lynch mob led by the Cunninghams went there and only got broken up by Scout when she made them come to their senses by pointing out Mr. Cunningham and his kids.
But before you judge, take a step back and let go of the grudge, which means don't judge people just because of their color and let go of the hate that comes with it.
Finally, one of the goals of humanity is to overcome racism, which is often portrayed in the novel To Kill a Mockingbird.
Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day.